finally, on the general business, I'd like to make more of a comment. Can I suggest to you that I think that the model that we are running of the listed infrastructure fund with the third-party management arrangements is actually broken, that there's a fundamental market disconnect, that both us and Macquarie, the NTAs, are substantially above the market prices. And if you look at what happened at Orco and MFS, there's similar sprawling structures, similar opaqueness, similar complexity and similar concerns about who's responsible for who, cross-collateralisation, contagion, can one part of the empire bring down the other part of the empire? Now, I think we actually need to bite the bullet here and actually face up to the reality of this, that there's been a fundamental loss of confidence in the model, that there are some fairly fundamental conflicts of interests in the model, that the model does rely on the governance low road, that it does rely on 25-year management contracts, of the fact that we're so entrenched, of poor disclosure, of related party transactions. And I think that in this whole credit crisis, with this whole loss of confidence in these sort of vehicles, that we actually need to bite the bullet. Now, I personally think, as an investor in all of your funds, that if you came out and actually recognised this, rather than doing a few little things like Babcock and BBW is selling off some wind farms, Babcock and Brown Capital is doing a buyback, EBI is doing a buyback, that you actually accept that the third-party model is dead based on the market's assessment coming through in the huge discounts to NTAs that we're seeing. And therefore, it is in the long-term interests of us shareholders and all the shareholders in the funds to actually move to internally managed models with a majority of independent directors, where us, the mothership, can have a long-term investment banking and advisory relationship, a traditional advisory relationship. We will continue to make money, but we don't have all these other problems that come with the model. And I would suggest to you that this would be in our interest as shareholders, as we would get a substantial re-rating in the value of all of our investments in the various funds, that we wouldn't be looking at $120 million book loss, which is what we're currently looking at, that we would see a re-rating to the tune of hundreds of millions of dollars, and we would be on the governance high road, and it would be in the long-term sustainable interests of Babcock and Brown, because we're suffering some pretty serious reputational damage at the moment, particularly from the BBP situation. I've heard commentators say that investment banks are basically capitalised reputation, and if you damage that reputation, you can't be in business in the long term. So I'd like to hear from you, Chairman, and from you, Phil, as to whether you're actually going to acknowledge the elephant in the room here and accept that there is a fundamental problem with our model as it stands at the moment.
Well, Stephen, I would actually like to say that after 3 years of you participating in our AGM, it's actually nice of you to stand up and talk about constructive discussion around where the business might be heading, how we deal with it. So I welcome that comment. I think it's appropriate. We are clearly, I'll just make firstly a comment that the idea of externally managed funds generally is not broken. The fact that we've raised over $5 billion in the last 12 months in externally managed institutional commitments to funds globally managed by Babcock and Brown. Macquarie has probably raised more. Other groups like ourselves have raised significant amounts of money. Show and continue to show that investors are seeking quality asset managers to manage those assets. As far as the Australian listed market is concerned, clearly not just infrastructure funds, but real estate funds, have suffered a loss of investor confidence, whether it be external management or whether it be Centro, which was internally managed. Ultimately, I think, you know, results will ultimately, and underlying asset value will ultimately tell the story. But that said, we need to have a flexible business, a flexible model, which we've been working on for some time. It's not the events of the last 6 months that saw us seek wholesale, to raise wholesale funds and no longer rely on the Australian listed market to support our business. So we recognise that there is an issue. We recognise that we have to deal with that issue. And it will clearly be the focus, as I said in my alluded to in my presentation, of senior management in the board over the next 6 months as to how we deal with that issue. Our first step, obviously, is to ensure the sustainability of the capital structure of BBP. We will then look at all our funds and see where that strategic position sits and how we deal with it. So I welcome your comments. It certainly hasn't, the issue is not one that is one that we're ignoring or that we haven't seen coming, and we will be looking at how we approach it, whether it be to just work harder at the current model, internalise, privatise, whatever the appropriate look. You know, we believe in the first instance we need to establish that the underlying value of the assets, established to security holders, that the underlying value of the assets is what's reflected in the balance sheet, not what's reflected in the stock market. And that's a first step. After that, we will review the consequences of those steps and look at a longer-term strategy if that doesn't deliver the outcome that we would like. Jim, I don't know if you want to add anything to that.
No, all I would add is the basic model is sourcing and developing assets for sales to third parties, and ideally third parties that we manage. And the sorts of third parties vary over time. For a period of time, publicly listed funds were buoyant in the market, and that was an excellent way to source capital for the acquisition of the assets that we source and develop. At the moment, that's down as a model, and wholesale funds are up as a model. And we've been sourcing massive amounts for the wholesale funds, as Phil said. But that underlying basic model, I think, is still a valid one. And the question is, at any given point in the market cycle, well, what's the best way to be working that model?